brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to say, really the top story on Infowars.com, we haven't even gotten to it yet, is Red Link. Its secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. And notice that the Seattle Police Department came out and said, we're going to turn off this system that steals all your data, because it clearly is illegal, just like the Google car is grabbing data where illegal. They're stealing your personal communications. And they're doing it from outside the telecom grid, because that's turned into lawsuit city. So now they're doing this under Homeland Security grants. This should be one of the top stories in the world, that indeed the documents got leaked, indeed it was all true. They turned it off hours after we broke the story yesterday. And there is no media except one local TV station reporting on them turning it off. We break it. Drudge Report magnifies it out to everybody. DrudgeReport.com. But it doesn't matter if the mainstream media doesn't cover it. That's why they're dying. People know that a lot of the time they're not getting what's really going on. And folks, I'm not here differentiating myself from other media just so I get the audience. I would, believe me, I'm a humble man. I would much rather fix things, turn things around, do a show once a week. There's always tyranny to fight, but, you know, if we turn the corner, I would be hiking, I would be camping, I'd be traveling the world, I'd be doing artwork, and I would be working, you know, one day a week on radio or something, or having a painting website or something. That's what I like to do. I would love to be able to walk away from all this. Quite frankly, that's why I'm trying to find reporters and researchers and people that get it, so I can build a media organization, if we slow the New World Order down enough, to where I don't have to be here 6-7 days a week. Because you're either totally into this and totally obsessed with it, or you're not. I can't turn it off when I leave work. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop being informed. And that's where the frustration and the anger comes from, is that this stuff is totally real. And history is happening, and I'm just some ragtag person. And putting on my fight against it, I'm having a big effect. What would happen if all of these doctors and lawyers and establishment people, who I know are smart, who I know are informed, what would happen if they decided to be leaders and not just sell out to the nearest New World Order person they found? I mean, these people will sell out their grandmother for a piece of silver. They'll sell out their whole family, their whole culture, just to feel trendy. And they'll go secure themselves in some country club area while the rest of the world melts down around them, as if they're going to escape the meltdown of the world, as if their kids aren't going to be sucked in by the world, as if their wives and their husbands won't be sucked in by it. I mean, you will not get out of something like this that's being built. This is being built to tear families and humanity apart. The New World Order is built to do evil. The global system is built to attack justice. This planetary tyranny is a technological terror that has been constructed, quote Darth Vader, to absolutely incinerate the human condition. And it's just because the globalists are into that. They like that. It's a power trip. And they lie and say, oh, the technocracy, the technotronic age, Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, oh, it's going to make a utopia. It's going to create a living hell. And is creating a living hell. The fruits of the New World Order are poverty, ignorance, betrayal, fraud, disease, dishonor, and of course, don't forget the big one, the fruits of the New World Order are death. We'll be right back with big breaking news across the board. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Opening the phones up. In fact, I'll just do it right now on all the different betrayals we're seeing on Obamacare, on the NSA spying. It just gets worse and worse by the minute. First-time callers, any subjects you wish to bring up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, David Knight and Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars researchers and reporters, are going to be in studio with us. They've been following with Kurt Nimmo this story that's up on InfoWars.com. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. WikiLeaks got it and released it. There was actually a bounty put out by different internet privacy groups and rights groups wanting to know what it was pertaining to, because no government would release it. And now we have the treaty, 30,000-word document, just like we got the Copenhagen Global Carbon Tax Treaty information, and it turned out to be authentic, and we blew that wide open. This is just incredible. And again, that's why these governments are so arrogant right now, is they've been bought and paid for by offshore interest. And right now, through deals with the EU, through deals with the Pacific Partnership, they are putting through stuff that makes SOPA and ACTA look pale in significance. And that's why we have this next article from Wired Magazine. Our government has weaponized the Internet. Here's how they did it. Now, I've used this term for at least 6-7 years, that we have a weaponized Internet taken over by the military-industrial complex globally that is designed to track, trace, and shut down free speech and then end net neutrality and charge you or even block you from being able to share any type of info they don't like, a.k.a. Facebook, Twitter, you know, blocking and banning people that talk about liberty issues. Even tame stuff like, oh, I got kicked off Obamacare, or I just lost my insurance, or I couldn't sign up. Boom, your Twitter account's gone. And the message is, sit down and shut up and take it. So that Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, can get up on CNN and go, nobody's been kicked off. It lowered cost. Obama, period. You'll never be taken off your plan. You'll keep your doctor. Boom. I never said that. And you're not going to be able to respond. You're going to sit there, and you're going to take it. And the FCC's coming out and saying, we're going to censor the Internet, not just talk radio. The whole nine yards is happening right now. And that leads me to the big enchilada. On so many fronts, this is the big one. On so many fronts, this is the issue. Not just the NSA spy grid, not just the domestic rollout, but that the police in Seattle under DHS grants, and this is happening all over the country, by the way, put in illegal white box, cream box spy grids that hack into your phone, track everything you're doing. They told the media last week, it's a police communication system, our own private Internet Wi-Fi. But, of course, it was then pointed out that it was tracking and logging everyone's location, their 1,000 last locations, with the GPS and then triangulating for cameras to follow people. We knew because the same system was put in London 5 years ago and they had to remove it. And then it came out, we got a 100-plus page document leaked to us, confirmed, and that they were basically storing all your data, tracking you, breaking into your phone, and that they weren't even supposed to have turned it on yet until the city council gave an authorization. Turned out the city council didn't even know about it, they're saying, and it was turned on. And the police said, the police sergeant, the spokesman, is in our article. You can go read the quote there. He said that it was an accident when they tested it, when it went in last February, that it wasn't supposed to be turned on yet. It was an accident. They just forgot to turn it off. I mean, the way they lie to us. But that's what you do to your enemy. I mean, that's what you do militarily. I mean, in Mars Attacks, the aliens land in Las Vegas, and they say, don't run, we are your friends, and the Earthlings stop. And then the aliens shoot them, and then laugh and say, what idiots. And, of course, that's a play on the military tactic they found in World War I. You would say, stop, we're not assaulting, we're your friends, as the tanks rolled in, and then people would just drop their weapons and be bayoneted. At point, if you just said, I'm not assaulting, they would teach the Germans how to say in English, I am your friend. The Germans were the first to do it. I'm here to help you. Friend! And then the Americans and the French and the Brits were so, you know, old-fashioned and friendly, they would say, oh, you're my friend. Ah! That's what they do. The government's your friend. Ah! We're not watching you. Ah! Just like at Waco, the tanks are smashing into it, setting the place on fire, the Bradley fighting vehicles. They got special forces behind it, you know, shooting and classic infantry maneuver. It's all on FLIR video. And they would say, we're your friends. Come out, come out, come out. They had barbed wire wrapped around the front so they couldn't get out. They'd run them out the back, and you could see them on the FLIR footage, shooting the men, women, and children. And then they'd run over them with tanks to get rid of the evidence and push them into the fire with bulldozers. And that's just a classic special forces operation. I mean, they sent Delta Force in. And Delta Force said, on loudspeakers, come out, we're your friends. And then shot everybody with M16s when they came out. That's what you do. We're here, we're your friend, come out. Obama loves you. The system loves you. It's an accident that the healthcare site doesn't work. It's an accident that many people have 500, 600% rate increases, on average 250% increase. It's an accident that foreign megabanks that literally kill whole third world populations when they have them captive would want to hurt you. They just set up Foxconn factories with suicide nets, enforced abortion, and mobile execution vans, and the communist Chinese are now running the UN, the Human Rights Board. Why not have Kim Jong-un of North Korea do it? Why not resurrect Hitler's skull? You know, the Russians say they have a piece of it, and it can be the judge. They'll just have a skull up there, and Hitler will judge everyone at the peace tribunal. I mean, this is just the otherworldliness, because what's happened is the elite are now not accountable, basically. They can do whatever they want. They have unlimited funding. They have robotics. They can build however many cheap widgets they want to surveil us. And they're rolling out the tanks, the armored vehicles, the police trained to attack us, the surveillance grids, the poison in the water. They're now announcing, you know what? They let us put poison in the water and the food. We're going to genetically engineer all the crops to basically sterilize them. Let's just do that. It's all happening. And again, I'm not trying to scare you folks, because this is already going on. Don't you want to know? You know, there are many cases with what I call mass Stockholm syndrome, where people will be told, hey, there's somebody in the bedroom robbing all your jewelry and everything. And in more and more cases, men and women will sit there and not even call 911 or not even get their gun and defend themselves. They will just sit there and keep watching TV going, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And that's what this is. This is total denial on PCP. This is total maximum denial, total criminal group taking over, stealing everything not nailed down, mashing technology and weapon systems against us, parading up and down arrogantly in an imperious fashion to get us ready for it, and not one dinosaur media, not one kleptocrat media, not one prostitute media, not one Decepticon media, except for one local TV station and the newspaper, reported the police announced yesterday, after DrudgeReport.com carried our InfoWars.com story on this, not one national or international outfit covered this. Not one. And that's why they're dying. That's why they're a joke. That's why they're a fraud. That's why they fail. Because this proves that they are state-run media. Because across the board, they will not report on a giant NSA illegal system deliberately hacking and stealing all your data and grabbing your personal data. Because, you know, they've been sued and lost court cases without warrants, grabbing it from the phone companies that they're jacked into. So they're making some end-run around where they just put up systems that just grab your data and signals intelligence, and then it admits can break into your phone, you name it, and tracks you. And now it's coming out all over the country, these systems have been put in. And now hacking sites, the real media, I've got stacks of it here, are reporting all over the country. They're finding the IP addresses associated with the Seattle DHS Fusion Center with the same prefixes but in different parts of the country, that everywhere there are wireless systems in the hub grabbing everything. Of course they are. I found NSA grids all over the place and went and looked up who it is, and we're going to do a report on it, and cops pull up in minutes and say, you know, what are you doing? That's a classified thing. Because the cop doesn't know. That just means it's classified. Now go drink your fluoride and die. Give the kid some shots and put a diaper on him when he's 10. Shut up, cop, and write some tickets. We're replacing you soon with the robot cameras giving tickets, you idiot. Now, that's how the establishment really thinks of you. They just pat you on the head and go, drink some more poison, eat some more GMO. Yeah, you kids can't really talk, can they? Yeah, but you can talk, but your kids can't. Everything's fine. I mean, just you walk into a restaurant and just look at the average kids. They look like they're all walking dead, man. We're all walking dead already. And by the time people find out the cancer rate's going to go from 3,000 to 20,000%, it's already 10,000 plus percent in children, up 10,000 plus percent, look it up, by the time everybody figures out they're walking dead, they're going to have the drones, the robots, the kill grids, the highway blockers up, and then the cops can all just flop around dying from bio attacks and their stupid threat fusion centers built. This is a technocratic kill grid. You're in a science fiction movie. Grow up and realize it, and realize the mainstream media is state-run whores who love tyranny and hate their families and will sell out for nothing because they love feeling like they're part of the establishment.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order, but we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
That's right. If I'm lying, I should be arrested for yelling fire in the theater. But of course, we all know I won't be, because I'm telling the truth, and they don't want to draw attention to that. If you just tune in for the first time, my name is Alexander Emmerich Jones, and I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, in globalist-occupied FEMA Region 6. And every major globalist, from the White House science czar to David Rockefeller to Ted Turner to Prince Philip to Prince Charles to Queen Beatrix, all say on record they want to establish a planetary government to carry out your orderly extermination through a technocratic age. And they've been planning this since 1931 officially under the Technocratic Society, that is the modern version of the eugenics movement started in 1854 by Galton and adopted by the royal family in 1862 and then adopted as official U.S. government policy in 1907, adopted by Germany by 1925, adopted by Mexico in 1927, adopted by Italy at the same time. Just look it up. And it's all battle plan. It's all battle plan. But you've got to understand, folks, you're living in a science fiction movie. And we've held some of it back. Hitler was one of their acolytes, but he kind of went after only a few groups, and they didn't agree with that. So they kind of let him wreck Europe as a pretext to bring down the old European order. The Rand Corporation's all public about this. I had Joel Skousen, his historian, on, breaking down their plan to allow us to have a nuclear war so that a new government could reemerge after the nuclear war. And you go, well, that's madness. Where have I heard of that before? You heard about it from the Bland Corporation in the 1964 film Dr. Strangelove, which is based on real Rand Corporation plans. But it's not Rand Corporation, it's Bland Corporation. And it's all put in satire, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, these people aren't going to stop. And they use the COG, the continuity of government system, that they put in place to guard the people. Well, it's the guillotine. It's the takeover. They have a takeover of society to guard society. Do you understand that? And the average, every TV show you see is at five-year-old propaganda level. That show that Mancow was talking about, The Blacklist. Every scene on that show is just in the regular office. There's troops standing around with M4s, and everyone's being searched, and it's fetishized as the sexy girl gets groped on, and then they have rappers coming out promoting how great it is to be groped by the TSA. So the sheep sit there literally like Idiocracy, thinking it's a good idea. Every cop movie I see, every drama I see, because I do watch them on the treadmill when I have time, literally, has just random checkpoints. They'll just be driving along in the woods, and there won't even be an emergency. They'll be, oh, it's a checkpoint up ahead, just routine. Or you'll be watching a movie like Gravity, and they'll just add randomly, yeah, my daughter died playing tag. I'm glad they banned it. And then I guarantee you, I could go make calls, do the research, find out who the writers were, pull out all the stops, and find out that that was government propaganda placement. It's all on record as well. Paid for. Most movies make as much money as they do on downloads and DVDs and Blu-rays. Let's say they make $100 million on that, if it's some $400 million movie to make. In some cases, $100 million will be product and propaganda placement. Now, I remember some article I saw where The Apprentice TV show, I want to say, got like $16 million. See if my memory is correct from like 4 years ago. Just search Apprentice. Got $16 million from Virgin Atlantic or Atlantic Virgin or whatever it's called, the airline. Just to mention it once a night on the show, $1 million per episode. $1 million per episode. Your tax money goes to have anti-family messages. Once you're aware of this, just sit down and watch television. The Simpsons. Anything. It's all savage, and you know the message. Don't have kids. Fathers are bad. Everybody's got cancer. It's cool. Everybody's got HIV. It's cool. Everybody's dying. It's cool. Humans are bad. We're hurting the earth. Hate yourself. Be poor. Roll over. Be nihilistic. Don't care. Yeah, that's Bob. He doesn't care if everything's falling apart in his life. And the woman goes, oh, he's super sexy. I love losers. Oh, you do? You love? And then women actually go out and say, I want to find a loser. That's what's cool. And then men think, I'm a loser, that's really cool. And then they walk around all failing, being programmed to fail, being given archetypes to fail. Well, not me. Your psychic torpedoes didn't do anything but get me angry. and activate all my survival instincts. And we've all got to call upon those that God gave us. And literally, if you tell your brain, give me the combat mode I need to boost my intelligence to fight these people, it'll start happening. Say, I want discernment. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want reality. I'm not afraid. Admit this is going on, and your mind will open up to the battlescape. I don't know how much it'll open up, but it'll certainly open up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you either roll over to the globalist, run up the white flag, get in a ditch, or you stand up against them. There really is no choice. For me, at least. We're going to stand. We're going to fight. Humanity's going to make it through this great tyrannical challenge. Every generation goes through some form of tyrannical challenge, but we're facing the biggest that human society's ever seen. But we have the tools of technology that are neutral to use back against the globalists. And if they lose the moral high ground, and if we point out that globalists have hijacked this nation, and if people understand that Obama's just a puppet, and that it's offshore banks that are doing this, and that this is a takeover and an occupation, we can turn things around, especially if we explain to people that Agenda 21 is the overarching program under UNESCO treaty to bankrupt every industrialized nation, to block development in the third world, to bring in a new political and economic dark age for social engineering towards massive forced population reduction. This whole fake culture of Hollywood and all the pomp and all the rest of it is literally just a surface projection to get the public to basically buy in to the false reality, this artificial construct. They're artificially trying to insert us into Plato's cave instead of living out in the real open air. And so it's not for us to tell people what to think. It's to simply get them to realize that they have been put into an artificial environment. That's what things like Times Square are, is just a total surveillance grid, total bombardment with their messages, overtaking reality, inserting you really into a giant high-tech re-education camp with all of these different icons, all these different artificially created avatars, artificially created archetypes, programming your basic human makeup so that you will then accept the matrix they're trying to build. We're not in the matrix yet, but this is the beginning of the matrix. As people become zombies, and as their IQs lower, as their brain waves lower, and as they don't communicate with friends and family, but obsess on their personal Facebooks all day. Instead of even worrying about, I know a lot of media folks that focus on their private little Facebook instead of a big Facebook they have access to. I tend to do the same thing as well. We get focused in on the minute and the distraction instead of seeing the larger world. And that's what the establishment wants. And so think about the just over-the-top nature of a giant NSA grid of boxes being put in nationwide, not just Seattle. They're illegal on record, grabbing all your data without warrants. We expose it. The police say we're going to stop for now until the city council tells us what to do, but Homeland Security paid to put it in. The city council was kept out of the loop on it. It's a total criminal conspiracy, and no media, so-called establishment media, will cover it. And it's not like I care. It's not like we need to be in the mainstream media. I've been in newspapers tens of thousands of times, sometimes thousands of times in one story, and it does nothing. Because no one even reads it or pays attention to it. I've done countless national TV shows. Almost nothing happens. Unless it was Piers Morgan, that was shown on every major TV network in the world, I'm told. Chinese, Japanese, Russian television, every late night show. That's the only time the mainstream media has any power, is because then they can lens everything and basically repeat the same talking point. Now, just like all this massive NSA rollout domestically is not being reported by the state-run media, and that's what it is officially, or that systems like this are being put in public schools and libraries everywhere, at the same time that all of that is going on, if you go up to Infowars.com, there is a headline, Secret Globalist Treaty Threatens Internet Freedom. And this is being reported by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, by TechDirt, by Drudge, by others. But Infowars.com has it. Kurt Nemo's written about it. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. And we've been hammering this for months. David Knight's been focused on it predominantly here at Infowars and on the nightly news. Leanne McAdoo's been focused on it as well. No one could get the treaty. You've got all these Asian Pacific countries, the EU, the U.S., North American Union, tying these three trilateral commission super unions together. They're meeting, and no one can find out what's happening in the meetings. No transparency. And now, via WikiLeaks, the documents have been leaked to WikiLeaks. Now, I think it's important you leak to WikiLeaks, but that can be compromised as well. Leak to a lot of different outfits when you leak, folks. But I'm glad they leaked to WikiLeaks. Just like we were leaked these documents on what was happening with the white boxes in Seattle and what they really did. And now we know, at least in a portion, of exactly what is going on. And again, the story with the documents, 30,000-word documents spelling out details of an internet freedom killing economic system that picks winners and losers. Unbelievable. A US-EU transatlantic trade deal merging with these different Asian union systems. And joining us is Leanne McAdoo and David Knight here to break it down. But first, I want to play a report from Monday, 2 days ago, before we got the documents, where Leanne breaks down exactly what's going on and the bounty that was put out to get somebody to send the documents for money from the inside on what was happening at these huge meetings that thousands of people have been attending for years, that no one is able to find out what's happening with corporations and our governments meeting to decide our future outside of Congress. Here it is.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is a proposed free trade agreement that will literally sign the globe over to corporate control. And as it stands, we, the people who will be most affected by this contract, won't be able to see how our sovereignty and our planet is being raped and ransacked in the name of potential profit margin until it is too late. TPP negotiations have taken place under a freakish cloak of secrecy, denying all but a very few any input into the terms of the agreement. The only people who have had access to the negotiations are 600 advisors, none of whom work for Congress, and 500 of which are corporate lobbyists. Even though the press, the public, and most members of Congress haven't seen details of the negotiations, the Obama administration hopes to fast-track the TPP by the end of this year. And the Obama administration has categorized the deal as classified information. Congressman Alan Grayson was permitted to review the document after filing a Freedom of Information Act. However, he was not allowed to comment on it. Here is what he did have to say about the TPP.
The result will be soon evident to everybody. When the agreement does get released, you'll see massive giveaways of our sovereignty, massive efforts to undermine the middle class in this country, massive efforts to keep us from making the decisions that we need to do to make ourselves safe, to keep ourselves healthy, and to actually have the kind of life we want to have. Why? Because we've given the entire process over to special interests. It's no longer even properly called a trade agreement. It's an anti-sovereignty agreement. It has very little, if anything, to do with trade at this point. And the fact that something like this can be negotiated in secret for over 3 years is an indication of how far our standards have fallen. I can't remember any time earlier in our history when we would have done this. I can't remember any time earlier in our history when we'd even make an effort to say that we couldn't have amendments on the floor of the House or the Senate about something that's so crucial to the way that we conduct our lives in the future.
So what's so bad about the Trans-Pacific Partnership that it's being labeled as NAFTA on steroids? Well, the chapters that have been leaked reveal plans that would threaten public health, the environment. Are you an internet user? Of course you are. Well, forget about CISPA, SOPA, and PIPA. The TPP rolls all those regulations up into one global agreement that totally circumvents domestic laws. File downloads could be criminalized and your internet service provider would become a copyright enforcer, meaning your ISP address could monitor and police your every move using a three-strike system. After those three strikes, your access to the internet could be cut off, including your own personal website, which could be deleted. And the TPP's rules on copyright infringement directly affect anyone who shares information via the web. Fair use exceptions could be severely restricted, effectively crippling any sharing of news and videos via YouTube and other platforms. Pharmaceutical companies can institute longer patents that would preserve their monopolies and reduce access to affordable medications. The TPP includes foreign investor protections, which could help corporations offshore jobs. Negotiations include financial deregulation and loss of oversight that could lead to even worse financial meltdowns than what we've experienced. And perhaps the most crippling to sovereign countries, foreign corporations could pummel nations financially if that nation considers a domestic law that will curb expected future profits. For instance, if a country refuses to grow GMO crops, rather than respecting that nation's sovereignty, biotech giants can sue the country for cutting into their profits, and then international tribunals could impose economic sanctions on that country until their ban on GMOs is lifted. This is a huge concern for citizens all over the world, so why aren't these contracts being made available for public review? Well, a group hopes to do a little crowdsourcing and expose this contract. Just Foreign Policy has launched a free TPP campaign to reward WikiLeaks if it is able to make the negotiating text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership public. So far, the group has raised more than $50,000 from concerned citizens who refuse to acquiesce while corporate cronies decide our fate. We have got to call our representatives and demand that they find out what is inside the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We have to know what's in store for us so we can do something about it before it is too late. Reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
All right, there's the report from Monday. Now WikiLeaks has gotten the document. Looks like the bounty worked. And here we are now with the text of it, and it takes over vitamins, minerals, jobs, Internet. Foreign corporations run these meetings. We've gotten them before from the Banff Canada SPP meeting in 2007. That's in my film Endgame, where it literally just turns everything over to foreign interests and to select corporations, who can then come in, shut down their competition, you name it. This stuff is all written to pick winners and losers. And David Knight, go over a laundry list for folks of exactly what's in this text that's now on InfoWars.com.
Well, Alex, this is, to clarify things, this is not the entire agreement.
It's only a boil down.
This is the entirety of one chapter that deals with medicines and copyrights. There are going to be 28 other chapters that we haven't seen. Okay, so they're going to cover things like energy, food safety, whether or not we have GMO labeling. That's going to be determined not by the people, not by the governments. That's going to be determined by these multinational corporations and their lobbyists operating in secret. So you mentioned Agenda 21, but unlike Agenda 21, this, I think, is even as they're trying to be very, very secretive, they're actually exposing what they're all about. By the fact that they're doing this all in secrecy.
It's corporate global governance.
Exactly. And this is a top-down, centralized imposition on people, whereas Agenda 21 is a lot more subtle. They kind of come at you from the grassroots, and they have this long list of things that would be good for you to adopt, a good agenda. And then they put in, with this RAND Corporation technique, they put that in at the local level. Whereas this is something that people can really see the global corporatist agenda in operation because they see the secrecy, they see the centralization, they see that it's top-down. This is something that, as one guy from Public Citizen said, the Obama administration's shameful bullying on behalf of giant drug companies would lead to preventable suffering and death in Asia and Pacific countries. He said it's much worse than anything that the Bush administration had done. And remember that this TPP started in 2010. Of course, they've been doing this. They've had the blueprint for global takeover through trade agreements for decades, going back to the very first Bilderberg meeting. That was about creating the EU and the Euro. So this has been secretly set up by Bilderberg Group and other organizations like that, meeting in secrecy. But now they're actually putting it in practice. So now they're coming up with the actual nuts and bolts.
That's right. And again, then they have the UN grassroots, Renamob, AstroTurf, to roll out locally to clamor and support the top-down vertical integration to make it look like it has grassroots support.
Mm-hmm.
So those two lock together in a combine.
Multiple fronts. They're coming from both directions, from the bottom, you know, this fake grassroots, as you mentioned, this AstroTurf, as well as imposing this from the top. The amazing thing is that elected leaders from states can't see this. Ron Wyden, you just saw the clip in Leanne's report of Alan Grayson, but Ron Wyden also tried to get information about it. After a lot of pushing from him, they would let him come and look at it. He couldn't talk about any of the details. He couldn't let his staff.
Congressmen can't tell the American people what agreements are being made. This is global governance. Leanne, since you filed your report, we've learned more. You've read over the document. You've got a lot of stuff highlighted there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's not up for debate. They don't want anyone. It's not transparent because if people knew what was going on, they would stop it. If our elected representatives were allowed to see the text, they would have to do something about it. And right now, maybe they just are too elitist. They're not going to face retribution.
This is global government. I mean, this is outrageous.
Absolutely. That's what this thing does. It circumvents domestic laws and puts everything over to international tribunals, it'll be international laws that will decide. So if a country decides they're not going to grow GMOs, or like what we're seeing in Quebec, they don't want fracking there. Well, now these corporations can go in and sue countries for cutting into their expected future profits. And they could say, oh, well, you don't want to grow GMOs or let us frack in your country. Then we're going to sue you because you're dipping into our profits. And it's not going to be held in a public court. So even though they're going to be paid, if the country, you know, will have to pay with taxpayer dollars, It's not a public court that it's being tried in. It's a private, secretive court.
No, it's their court. They do this all the time. And then they come in and literally say, you're not allowed to have your own city-run water thing that was already paid for. That competes with us unfairly. You've got to sell it to us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They call them investor state tribunals. So what they've done is they've elevated these multinational corporations. And understand that when we talk about corporations, local corporations, domestic corporations don't have the kind of standing that the multinational corporations have. So they come in as investors. They have a tribunal. They have equal status, or you could argue superior status, to the state.
Sure. Well, you read over this stuff. It's the corporations and they're writing it. Then the politicians that are bought and paid for ratify it. Stay there. I want to come back after the break, guys. Okay, folks, we're going to go to break and come back with more of this information. Please don't forget that this is a listener-supported transmission and broadcast. And it is really essential for all of you to continue to spread the word about the show. It's growing by leaps and bounds. And also remember, we're listener supported. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best gravity fed filters out there, the stainless steel Pro Pure and Pro One systems. The entire product line there at the lowest price anywhere already, but with promo code WATER20, you get 20% off the already lowest price. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 20% below what anybody else has it. Stop drinking all the glyphosates and fluoride and the rest of it. Take action today. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we do have more of it in now. It is sold out. We have more of the proprietary InfoWars Life Survival Shield that detoxes the fluoride, protects the thyroid, InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
So, you go up to Infowars.com. You can see it linked in red up there. A secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. And we've got 30,000 words out of just one chapter of the plan. And we know some of the leaks of the open internet censorship, where a company just says that you might have infringed and you're banned from the internet forever after three strikes. It's the YouTube model. And, you know, you go up there and you make a parody of the NSA and show their symbol. And then they say, oh, that's infringing on us. You're banned. You can already see their model on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And you say, well, just don't go on those sites. No. This is for the whole internet now, censoring you at the point as your info goes over the routers. This is what Wired Magazine's reporting. It's what we're reporting. This is what it does. They're not. This is the establishment's answer to the technocracy they've allowed to be built, which we could use to have freedom. They want to use to dominate us. Leanne, other points in your analysis.
Well, this particular chapter, we obviously, it's a lot of pages. We haven't gotten to all 95 of them, but the intellectual property, it's going to affect anyone that uses the internet, anyone that uploads any videos to YouTube, and they have to go through the fair use or copyright laws, specifically medicine. I know a few months ago there was a big thing that they wanted to patent human genes because in breast cancer research, they said, we discovered that. Well, what that does is it makes it more expensive for women to receive treatment for breast cancer, because a specific company will hold the patent on that and it won't let anyone else do any research. And so therefore, it keeps the prices high. And that's exactly what is going to happen as these 500 corporate lobbyists are there at the table negotiating this, quote.
That's right. And Obama has said that these treaties, which they pass a treaty to allow this organization to be there, but now that group breaks off as a rogue government, they've said that that trumps the Supreme Court, who properly ruled that you can't patent my gene and then say no one else is ever allowed to do anything with that gene. That's outrageous. They're saying this is going to trump that.
Exactly. And they're going to do that with medicines, and it's obviously going to keep the prices high. It's not going to lower the prices. It's not going to make it.
It stops competition.
Exactly.
It creates monopolies.
And David was saying something about evergreening. So
yeah, with drugs, this is something that got put into the United States here with Warren Hatch and Waxman, the Hatch-Waxman Act, called Drug Price Competition and Patent Term Restoration Act. Now, as we all know, the title is exactly the opposite of what it is. So instead of having drug price competition, they're eliminating competition on price.
So it's like Affordable Care Act is five times the cost.
Right. What it is something they call evergreening. And it allows the big pharma, when they've got a patented drug, and they get a long time on these patented drugs, but they want longer on them. So they want to stretch this out to infinity and beyond if possible. So what they do is they have a process of notification where the generic drug manufacturer has to give notification to the company, notification to all these different people.
Did you just quote Buzz Lightyear?
And they stretch this out a couple of years, just a notification process. So what they want to do is they want to export this technique to the entire world for the benefit of Big Pharma. And it's not just Big Pharma. That's what we're seeing in this particular chapter. But remember, this is just one of 28.
And by the way, we deal with this just putting out things like high-quality nascent iodine that's just on record so good. Where they don't let Nestle say that water hydrates you. Because drug companies don't want anybody to be able to say vitamin C cures scurvy and is good for your skin.
That's right.
Of course, it's an absolute fact. But they've written all the rules and laws and turned loose bureaucrats to shut us down. Meanwhile, they can put drugs on the market that kill you on record and have mercury brain damaging kids. We're going to come back to five more minutes with you, then phone calls for folks that are holding third hour coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.